you don't count. Mm. You've been in menopause since the Roman Empire,
Whoa.
Implying I'm so old mm-hmm. that I don't matter. And I was just like, I just want to, you know, how dare you? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pass the Power with me, Paige Parker. I'm really delighted you're here with us listening and maybe even watching on Spotify and our new YouTube channel as we share conversations of hope with today's thought leaders. With us today, we've got Du Francis. We're going to talk content creation, and he's famous for his YouTube channel, Just Saying.
Yes.
Where you talk about life, career, ambitions, sex.
Correct.
It's real, it's raw, it's rowdy, it's honest. Yes. This book right here, the hot sex book, was behind my head over here. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, well, I can definitely bring it out for you.
Yeah, I've never seen that book before, the hot sex on how to do it.
Maybe, I'll let you take it home after.
Maybe that's the next step for us, for the Just Saying crew. We should write a book
on sex. Good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea. And your crew, you've got yes. all these very sexy female influencers Correct. On there with you. And every once in a while, you let other men come on.
Yes. I'm very excited too.
Yeah. You've got a boxing studio.
Yes.
You design clothes.
Yes, I do.
And you're a really nice guy.
Thank you.
Just saying. So tell us, who's the real Du Francis? We know all this about you, but who's the real Du Francis?
If this is an elevator pitch, I would say I truly am a school dropout, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought that I went to school, did well, gained all these skills, started a business because I have all these skills. But no, even like the gym one, I used to be 110 kg. There's no way I would have started a gym, right? Started working out, fell in love with it, opportunity fell on my lap. Go, let's go.
Content creation, for me, is about sharing the things that are important
mm-hmm.
with my... I don't have a big reach like you do.
Mm.
I've got like, you know, 15,000 people following me on Instagram. But I feel like if I can put what's important to me out there through content, and it educates, it inspires, it makes somebody have a better day,
mm-hmm.
then I think I've done it, and that's a win. So why do you do content creation?
I learn a lot through people. Most of my bosses took like a leap of faith with me because I have no education, and that's how I learn from them. There's a lot of people like me who don't get to experience school, and that's why we started the show. People think like the influencer world or content creation world has to be very polished. And thank God we were one of the first few on the YouTube scene to do like very raw content. And we realized that there's actually more than that. A lot of people actually learned about losing their virginity, how it feels, what you should talk about or what you should think about. Should you watch porn before you lose your virginity? Or even like choosing careers, right? Mm-hmm. You want to listen to...
Same podcast?
Same. This was called Real Talk. When we just started, it was called Real Talk. Yeah, and then we transitioned into Just Saying.
Have you ever said anything on the show that you regret? Have you ever been too honest?
I regretted it when my girlfriend used it on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, when you're on the YouTube channel, you've got to be honest because somebody's going to write in and bust you if you lie.
Yeah, when you meet someone new and they know you from your channel, it's hard for you to bring out the real you. And now this is the real me. Like even though that's in my past, you will have some sort of judgment like towards me. Yeah.
Well, I think anytime we put ourselves out there on social media, there's going to be a kind of negativity. Last week, this person wrote in and said, I don't count. They said, you don't count.
Mm.
You've been in menopause since the Roman Empire.
Wow.
Implying I'm so old that I don't matter, that I shouldn't be there. And I was just like, I just want to... You know, how dare you? And also on TikTok, I had someone write in, a few people talking about how it was cultural appropriation, that I was, you know, wearing the cheongsam. Like so many of my followers wrote in and were like, it's appreciation.
Yeah, exactly.
She loves Singapore. She loves Asia. She does this because she really likes this place. My daughter, who's 19, one of her friends, basically said I was a MILF. And we put it on the podcast. And this woman wrote in to say, how dare you put that out there? Like, you're proud that you're a MILF.
Correct.
But the other day, I was at Raffles Holland Village, DePaulo.
Mm-hmm.
And this young millennial named Alice, he came up. She's like, are you Paige Parker? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I follow you. And I love how positive you are. I love your content. So this millennial Alice, thank you. I needed that because you tend to get a lot.
Yeah.
I get a lot of negativity.
Yes.
Does it kill you?
It, at the start, yeah. We're all very raw and honest. So we say a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And people started hating us. Why are you sharing this? As time goes by, this kid reached out to us, and they even referenced the episode and sent it to us and said, this helped me a lot with my breakups, or even with my career switching, or even with me losing my virginity. The most memorable was actually this guy. Okay, he I don't know how he got my number, and I received a random call, and then picked up, and he was like, hi, is this dude? And I said, yes, who's this? So he just broke up with someone. He started asking me for advice, and he said he was on the verge of killing himself. So I only had like, what, 30 minutes to understand the full story. So I spoke to him and tried to get him out of it. That was one of the greatest experiences I've had, yeah.
Oh, but the fact that you're educating and you're inspiring and you're making people laugh, that's what it's about, right?
That's what it really is about, yeah.
Oh, actually, is it about advertising? Now that I think about it.
With everything I do, that I would always try to make money from it. And when we do make money, even if there's a client that's coming in and they're giving so much money, if it doesn't fit us or doesn't fit the show, I will gladly reject it.
Wait, tell me. Give me an example.
Capital Punishment. So they were like, we need you guys to say that you guys are for it. You know, I mean, I can say why, if let's say I am for it, and if I'm against it, and then I have to say something bad also. So, we tried to find a middle line, but no, it didn't work. Yeah, so I rejected it, and I'm like, no. They tried to raise the amount, I said no again.
They just wanted it to be for it.
Yeah, they wanted it to be for it, yeah.
Yeah. So a challenge I deal with daily as a content creator is the fact that there isn't enough time. I have so much going on besides trying to get my podcast, trying to get a TikTok a day, and trying to get your Instagram up, and you know, trying to get some writing done. And I don't really take paid sponsorship kinds of things. It's got to be authentic to my life.
Yeah.
So I think those are kind of the struggles that I have as a small scale content creator. What are some of yours?
The biggest struggle is firstly managing everyone's time. There's five of us, not including the camera crew, right? So I have to arrange everyone's time. Secondly is finding topics. We are running out of topics. Yeah, so there's a lot of times where I come up with a topic and then Jade doesn't like it. Or Muna doesn't like it. And then I have to entertain like four other people. Yeah.
But as you get older, you have more to lose.
Yes.
Right? When you guys started, you were just like saying whatever, doing whatever.
Exactly. Cause... Now if you ask me to watch our first show, I think I'll get the chills like, oh my God, why did I say that, right? And now, especially, yeah, again, we are older, and I feel like now I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. I will want people to take me more seriously. If I sit on the table with someone like you, high profile, and then they look at me and they're like, oh, this guy just runs a show and talk about sex. Oh, that will hurt me so bad because I feel like I'm so much more, you know? But because we talk about sex just to get the numbers up a bit, and then after that we talk about the topics that we like, but people don't remember that. People remember the saucy ones. Yeah.
As you get older, has anybody on the set, nobody's had a baby, right?
Jade has a baby.
Oh, Jade has a baby.
Yeah.
Because that will just bring, as you guys evolve, the show's going to evolve with you.
Yes.
You know? So yeah. That will also be interesting to see how it grows up.
Yeah. So when Jade was pregnant, she was on the show. We drank her breast milk.
Oh, okay. As one does.
Yeah. So how far does content creation go, right? Yeah. So we were like...
Did that go viral?
Yes. It went so viral. Like millions of views. Like everyone, oh, you drank... Jade's breast milk, and like so many men were like,
I want to try it from the sauce.
Yeah, and the show changed a bit when she was pregnant because of the things she can talk about, whether she can, like, now you're going to motherhood, what's next for you. But I mean, as a friend, I don't think she changed that much. She's still the same fun person that we all know. Yeah.
Don't have to be scared. You know, when you become a parent, you're still you're still a cool person.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have to make you into...
For me personally, if I do become a father, it's always like the biggest thing I worry about is just financials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing to talk about is content creation and why it matters, or a lesson. And I guess it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, is that I just see it as an opportunity to amplify my voice on things that are important to me, like some of the boards that I sit on, some of the work that I do. If I can touch a few people... and let them know about things that are important to me, like gender equality, or even a friend's new restaurant. You know what I mean? And like get people to go there. If you have a voice and you can share, I think that's really important. So
it is. And especially in this day of age, creating content is the tools to create content. It's out there for you. It's just finding out who you are, who you want to be to these people that you're talking to. I guess that's the most difficult part. Content creation to me is... Like currently as I speak, it's very different for me now. Because of the YouTube channel, some of my businesses do well. like my clothing sells out because I'm a YouTuber. My gym has a lot of signups. Quite a bit of them watches the show. And then they come in and like, oh, we watched the show. That's why I'm signing up for the gym. So content creation to me now is a must rather than just
feel good.
Yeah, rather than just feel good, like, oh, hey, I feel like saying this, let me say this on social media. And that's one of my greatest struggles, so is how long do I do this for, you know? And if, let's say, the only reason why I'm creating content is just so my businesses can survive, and what happens to my businesses if YouTube gets shut down?
So, well, why would it get shut down?
I mean, I don't know. For example, America tried to ban TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, or like, let's say, none of my cast members want to do it anymore.
Then you just get more cast members.
Yeah, that, but I wouldn't want to. Oh. Yeah, to me, if one goes, all go. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's how tight we are. Mm. And I guess one don't want to do it without the other, you know? Especially me and Jade. I feel like me and Jade are very tight, such that if I'm not doing the show, she won't do the show. And if she doesn't do the show, content creation is a bit different for me now, man.
Yeah. It's your bread and butter.
It is. It really is. And especially in today's world, again, the younger generation are coming up.
They want to be influencers. They want to be content creators. That's like an ambition now. It's not just, I want to like have a hedge fund. It's like, I want to be an influencer.
Yeah. And again, they have the tools and everything to do it. And we are, to be honest, I feel like, the millennials are falling behind a little bit because the new generation, they are great at creating content. Mm-hmm. It's just that there are so many layers to it that they haven't figured out yet. And, yeah, so it's like, there are so many other shows like us. We are gonna, you know, fall out soon. Fizz out soon. So what's next, yeah?
Really?
That's the thing. Okay, it does sound like insecurity, but I always prepare for the worst.
But you don't think the show can evolve? I mean, it doesn't have to continue to be the talk show. Yeah.
It definitely can evolve. Again, we have to see everyone's, how comfortable they are. Yeah, so now doing things outdoors, it's great because it's fun. It's not like repetitive for all of us. So that's like a small evolution of the show. And then again, there was next.
But could you do a show at your gym?
We can. Yeah. We can, but yeah, and again, there's so many layers to it, you see. Doing it on the couch, if I to be raw and honest, it makes us money. Full stop. Because it's so much easier for clients to buy. So much easier for clients to imagine how the show would be. If you do it outdoors, finding clients outdoors, it's very, very hard. So
what kind of advertisers do you have? Who likes what you guys are doing?
Ooh, a lot. I mean, all sorts of industry. You'd be surprised. I mean, like, yeah, we do work with the government sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm saying really a lot on this podcast, y'all. I'm really? Yeah. Legit?
We've done things with HPB before where we talked about diabetes, also smoking, HPB, NYC also with NYC, yeah. FMCGs, and the most famous ones are sex toy. Yeah, so that one, I think there's this sex toy company that bought like 4 or 5 episodes with us just to sell their sex toys. Yeah.
And so you guys had to demonstrate them and like...
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then the next episode was a finance episode that was sponsored by a bank. Yeah. So banks also work with us. It's a lot of people work with us. Yeah, investment funds also work with us to talk about their...
Any luxury brands?
Not specific, but Vestiaire Collective Collection. Yeah, worked with us before also.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, like secondhand. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a pre-loved clothing, but it's very high-end.
Yeah.
And
So they worked with us basically to get people on their app, and then we gave out a discount code.
So you got that episode was about sustainability.
No, was if looks matter or not. Yeah, he was like, okay, do looks matter, and then we slowly segue into.
And everybody how said we dress. Yes.
Yeah.
Did anybody say no, looks don't matter?
No. But if they do, I'm like, stop lying.
I know.
You get me? Yeah. It looks always matter, lah. It always matters. Yeah. But then again, what's a 10 to me is not a 10 to you.
No, yeah. I know. That's true. But looks matter.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, the brain matters. Mm. I tell my daughters that the most important thing is that the brain remains and beauty fades. So we make sure we're smart and solid.
Mm.
But if you could also look good, take care of yourself. Exactly. Then it's like complete package.
Yeah, I have this theory. stupid ass theory is, if you're stupid, make sure you look good. Yeah. If you look good, and smart, yeah, then great.
Yeah. Complete package.
Yeah, it's easier for people to forgive you if you look good. Yeah. Mm. So it's okay if you're stupid as long as you're hot. Nah, okay, you're good. Yeah.
And for all those people out there who aren't hot.
Yeah. Make sure you're smart. No, it's true. It's true. I've seen this firsthand where I've worked with people who have people under them, and these people are not the best. Like, they are not, or rather, they are the worst at their job. But the only good thing that, okay, such a bad thing to say, just that they are hot, right? So their mentors will never scold them, even though the mistake is huge. They'll be like,
oh, it's okay, you can try again.
So I like go to my friend, I'm like, why don't you just scold her and like fire her or something, right? So I know it's good for sales, she's hot. Theory proven, like point in case, yeah.
Yeah, sad, but true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough too now, because when I think about that, girls are judged, females are judged so... We've always been judged harshly, but now we judge to the extreme of like the Kardashians, who there's nothing real about them, right? So now the beauty is a whole other level of what it means to look good now.
Yeah, and I also like to think that OnlyFans, in a way, like screwed it up for all these people also.
It's true.
Yeah, because it's like you are creating a business model for people who are just pretty and who thinks that, oh, my looks is the only thing that matters. So I jump on OnlyFans to make money, which is sad.
So what's the solution?
Study hard. Find a great job. Find great mentors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have the luxury of having great mentors in my life, or great bosses in my life.
Yeah. And I know one is our mutual friend.
Correct. The best.
Who?
Alte Lim.
Yeah, yeah. Runs Gush Cloud, who's the production partner on the podcast.
Yeah, he's really top of the top.
Yeah, so how old were you when you met her?
So I met Alte when I was 14. She was running underage parties. At that time, they were called Youth Empire. Yeah, so at that time, there was such thing as underage parties. I was just a baggage boy, and then she gave me the opportunity to DJ for her. From there, she started an agency called The Barnard Group. At that time, where they do events. So they were like, oh, okay, you're a baggage player, why not you work for me for events? So me and my brother both, we worked for events for her. And then Gush Cloud happened. This was 2011. And then she just transitioned us into Gush Cloud. But that's where the real work happens, lah. Yeah, I had like really long hair last time, like really, like it was quite a fro.
You serious?
Yeah, yeah. And she forced me to cut it during lunchtime. Yeah, she was like, either you cut it today at lunch or you're fired. And I'm like, why? She said, because you're gonna do sales. And I would like to think that most of my skills that I have or that I hold is all taught by Altair. Yeah, like how to speak, how to carry yourself. When you meet different types of people, what do you sell? What do you say about yourselves?
She obviously saw some X factor. She saw something about you that had huge potential.
She just took a leap of faith. She even sent me to Malaysia. Have I told you this before?
No.
At 19 years old, Alte Lim sent me to Malaysia to run a digital team in Gush Cloud Malaysia. No idea what I was doing, but she believed. I guess at that point of time, I had a bit of knowledge of how the digital market works. So I stayed there for 3 years, back and forth and everything.
And how old are you now?
I am 31.
31.
Yeah, so we've known each other for more than a decade, or for almost 2 decades now.
And so when did you start your first show? When did you start doing content creation?
2016. Yeah, After Hours. That show shut down. And then we transitioned into Real Talk. I left that company. Actually, I didn't want to do YouTube anymore. Yes, because like, I'm like, you know what, I'm done with it. Maybe YouTube is not the real me, or maybe being an influencer is not the real me, because I never had plans on doing it. So I just want to go back to a normal agency life, right? But then received a call from Alte, like, hey, do you want to do it again?
Okay, so the next thing is the hot take. I'm 54 and I love doing TikTok. I really enjoy doing the whole social media space. And I think that there are always going to be naysayers, like that guy who was like, oh my God, you've been in menopause since the Roman era. There's always going to be people out there who are like slapping you down. But for me, the hot take is, don't do it looking to go viral. Do it because you enjoy it. Do it because you think what you say has merit and meaning and might actually help somebody out. I mean, that's why I continue to do it. What's your hot take?
So it's that kind of hot take. Always ask yourself, who are you without the platform? So without YouTube, who is Dew Francis? Without Instagram, who is Dew Francis? I think that's a great question for all content creators to exercise. And then they will start thinking differently. That helped me start thinking differently also. Especially in this day of age where everyone can be a content creator. You need to stand out and you want to stand out.
Yeah. So if you remove the YouTube channel, who are you?
I am honestly deep down a true blue agency dude, man. I don't mind like crawling through the mud. If you need me to fix a table, I'll fix a table for you.
And I just wanted to ask, Dew Francis, how'd you get the name?
Yeah, it was my second mom who is Elter Lim. Elter gave me the name Francis. Okay, so my real name is during secondary school, people couldn't pronounce it properly, so they pronounced it as Fadu. So that's how I got the Dew, right? So backtrack to when I told you the story where me and Elter, we worked in an agency. We started sending out emails with our real names. This is a real story. Nobody replied. So yeah, racism exists in Singapore. So Dew Francis was actually given by Elter and I just stuck with it. And yeah, we sent out emails using that name. A lot of people replied. A lot of people think we are cousins with Annabelle Francis. For a long time, we played that story. Like, yeah, we are all cousins because we used to hang out together. But
so this was starting at age 19?
No, the Francis? Oh, the Francis was when I was 16, 17.
Yeah. And do you think, putting you on the spot, do you think in 2023?
I would change my name.
If you were in the same situation sending out the emails, would people answer?
That's a hard question. Hard thing to say.
Would you need to change your name in 2023 in Singapore?
No. I would say no. You know what?
I hope not.
Yeah. I feel like the younger generation is doing a good job at making people aware of the types of racism that's happening in Singapore. Sometimes they get too loud. Sometimes they're just jumping in for the clout or whatever it is. But if you look deeply into it, there's a lot of education there on what this the younger generations are standing for and what they're saying. So, still on that topic, because these people are so strongly about like social issues and everything, it makes millennials a bit wary of what they say and how they behave. Because if you behave wrongly, these people are aware of what's going on in the world, they call you out, right? Yeah, so
in 2023,
in 2023, I feel like, no, you do not have to change your name. Yeah.
So what's your question for me?
Okay.
He's like,
I know, I've always wanted to ask this question, but I never dared to. But
oh,
I feel
God.
Like, I feel like you would be a great person to answer. Is it more important to be a better mother or a better wife?
I mean, I think until you have children, it's really important to be a good wife and a good partner.
Yeah.
But once you have a child, they're very dependent on you. So I think that probably the child becomes the most important. But then, like right now, I've got one who's 15 and almost 20. They don't need me anymore. I mean, they need me, but ultimately they have their own lives, right? And so you kind of get your life back. And I would say in the last 3-4 years, you get your life back. And also you kind of are really hopeful that you're still super in love with that person you made the babies with. And it's like a whole new romance that happens with them as the kids get a little bit older and they need you less as a mom. So I think you can be both. It's just maybe not the best at the same time.
Okay. Because I always ask myself, if I do have kids, do I become I would like to think that I don't have a lot of time and I can't split myself out a lot. So I have to sacrifice on something, right? And that sacrifice will either come from my kids or my wife. And then the question I ask myself, do I be a better husband or do I be a better father? My answer would be a better father is way more important.
Yeah. But what you'll find is when you are the better father, your wife is going to love you so much for being the good father that she sees you as an awesome husband.
Ah, Okay.
You know, so, because yeah, you're like you're points, doing you're doing such a good job.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, but she loves you all the more. Thank you so much for being here.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And this wraps another episode of Pass the Power with me, Paige Parker. I am so excited you're with us listening and also watching on our new YouTube channel and on Spotify. Please let me know your thoughts on who we should have on. Give me your comments on what we're doing well, how we can do it better. And I love being on this journey. Thank you for traveling with me and passing the power one episode at a time.